Are you wearing any underwear right now? Thank God. I was reading something, and it got me interested. Was going to take care of it by myself, then remembered our little deal. You're still for use, aren't you? Perfect. Your pants are practically begging to come off, barely putting up a fight. Lay back, get comfortable. Don't care how I get you, as long as my strap ends up inside you, then I'm going to be happy. It's not right seeing you like this. There you are, baby. That's right. Show me everything. Jesus Christ. Look at you. Is all of that for me? Didn't even realize you were so turned on, sitting there stewing in your own need. We're probably praying that I would look over and notice how needy you were getting. Can't even go a few hours without a fuck, can you? No wonder you wanted to be free use. Maybe you'll finally be satisfied if someone is always fucking you. Pulling my skirt up and getting closer. I am greeted with what I really want. Your empty hole, fluttering around nothing. Then why can I see some wetness? Did you come out here already prepared? Filthy little slut. Can't even deny yourself for an entire day, can you? Then why were you so wet when I spread your legs? You think that happens to people who can control themselves? You think normal people come out to hang out with their roommate already prepared? It doesn't happen, baby. This only happens to insatiable sluts like yourself. People who can't seem to keep their legs closed for the life of them. That's the group you belong to. I mean, who in their right mind would even agree to being free use? Only someone who was constantly horny would want that. Someone pathetic. Someone I would pity. Oh, just look at you. What a sick little pervert you are. Only encouraged by my words. I don't think I'm going to touch you this time. If you want to be fucked so badly, you can show me how it feels to come on my strap. Otherwise, you're just going to be edged. You're not worth touching, baby. I don't want to make myself dirty. It's not like I won't come, and that's the only thing that actually matters, isn't it? Because your pleasure comes secondly. It's not either of our priorities. Sure, it feels good to have your hole fucked like this, but that's the side effect of me having fun. I'm the one that's feeling good. I'm the one that got horny, and I'm the one that's using you. Your pleasure is an afterthought, a side effect. It's really not that important to me. Not when every thrust inside you has the toy press against my G-spot. If I'm not careful, I'm going to end up squirting all down my thigh. I bet you would love that. I would just make you lick that mess up if it happens. Not going to make something as delicious as squirt and then have it go to waste. You're not an ungrateful pervert. You're a happy one, because at least you are getting attention. A cum dump like yourself needs to be fucked every so often, or else you'd get so grumpy. It's just in your nature. It's who you are. Just look at you. Do you feel how you're squirming against me? You're loving every moment of this, aren't you? So adorable. You really thought you could live a normal life. Just be a regular roommate when you have such filthy fucking needs. A pervert like you needs someone who isn't afraid to put you in your place. If it wasn't for me, this is the only thing you would have accomplished. Now, sex is a motivator. If you do your chores on time, maybe you'll get to feel my strap inside you. If I'm bored, I'll invite you over so I can sit on your face and have a bit of a distraction. You can barely get anything done without sex before and after. I kinda have to bribe you. That's why I call you things like cum dump. If you could function without it, then you wouldn't be here. Keep forgetting that this was all your idea. Too much of a pervert for your own good. Don't even have to touch you to make you feel good. Oh, getting closer simply by focusing on my strap, bounding into your needy hole. Squelching continues to fill the air, and you get closer. But you know better than to touch yourself without permission, don't you? Can only do what you're told. Otherwise, you aren't going to get another orgasm for the rest of the week. Would you even survive an entire week without coming, baby? I don't think you could. So dependent on it. Just like you're dependent on me for your pleasure. Just can't function if you don't start the day off with a strap inside you. I'm so addicted to how it feels. It doesn't matter the time of day or the company we're in. I can simply bend you over the nearest surface to fuck you and you'll let me. Just happy to feel useful, to show off a bit. The rougher the better because you don't care. Just glad to be of service, right? Only way you can make yourself useful is with this slutty hole of yours. Haven't given you anything you can't take. Always ready for more, excited for the next bit. You can't get enough. Even like this, you want more. It's not enough that you're being fucked and filled, because there's another side of you, a whole side that could be used right now. You aren't happy until every hole of yours is filled up. I should probably call my friends over and let them have their way with you for the night. Would love to be the girl's entertainment, wouldn't you? Letting each and every one of them have their way with you. Not getting to come until the end of the night as the grand finale. Oh, you would look so fucking hot tied down like that. Oh, vulnerable and helpless, nowhere to go. Subjected to so much pleasure, you would be begging for it to stop. Maybe that would finally satiate you, though I doubt it. Just look at yourself, struggling with dignity, with composure. Can't trust a free-use cum dump with anything besides being fucked. It's way too much responsibility. That's why I would have to strap you down to some sort of table just to make sure you stay still. Even like this, your hips are rocking against me. I'm trying to take the strap deeper to fuck yourself harder. Do you even hear how needy you sound? Every snap of my hips against yours, it causes another gasp to come out. You don't even know you're making the noise, do you? Told you that you didn't need to be touched to come. Going to show you it right now. Going to prove it to you by having you come on my strap. Oh, it's all right, baby. I've got you. Going to make you feel so good. Oh, you're going to be seeing stars. A cum dump like you is going to be so happy you got another orgasm. Another victory in your eyes. Oh, yes. Yes. Such a good slut for me. Splitting yourself open on my strap. Oh, the more you rock yourself against me, the more it presses against my G-spot. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, that's it. That's the... Oh, yeah, that's the spot right there. I know you want to make me come until you get your own permission. Teetering on the edge, just like me. Just a little bit more. I know you can do it. Make me proud to call you my slut. Not going to let just any pervert fuck my friends. Show me you can handle it and make me proud. Come just like this. Come on my strap. I know you need to. Don't hold back. But go again. Oh, I feel so much better. Thank you for that, baby. How are you holding up? I didn't get too rough or anything, right? I know it was a little harder than usual, so I just want to double check. You know me. I like to go rough in the moment, but then I get all sappy afterwards. I know you like it like this, though. You enjoy me being mean to you. I can't help but feel a little bad afterwards. I don't actually think of you like that. Except maybe the pervert part. I do think you are a perv, but not in a bad way. Like, I'm one too. It's nice to have someone I can do this kind of thing with, you know? Well, everyone I've met hasn't really been into the same type of stuff as me. They always end up pushing my limits or trying to do something that we didn't discuss, and then it just turns me off. That's why I like to double check. I don't want you to ever feel like that. You're not just my roommate. You're one of my closest friends. Just because we fuck doesn't mean I don't care about you. I want to stay on good terms. If we weren't friends, who would be my errand buddy? Exactly. I wouldn't be able to survive without you around. You're the only person who keeps me grounded. When I feel like I'm losing my marbles, I think about how much you would tease me if I were to do something really legitimately stupid. And then it calms me down. Imagining a little you judging me is actually a lot more effective than any therapy trick I've been told to use. Which is weird, right? You matter to me. So if I ever do something wrong, I just want you to tell me. Being free use is for the both of our benefits. The second it stops being fun for you, tell me, and then we stop it all together. Do you want this to come to an end? Thank God, because I really didn't want to give this up. I've gotten so much happier since we started this agreement. Not only is it fun for the both of us, but I feel like I've gotten so much closer to you. I've only known you for about a year, but it feels like we've been friends forever. Makes me dread the day you decide to start dating, but we can cross that bridge when we get there, right? Instead of worrying myself with hypotheticals, why don't you come lay your head on my chest? I don't like you being so far from me. Already so much better. Making yourself comfy. You've fallen asleep like this many times before. Think you're going to be able to stay awake this time? I guess we'll see. You did a really good job for me. Took my strap so well. Words can't describe how proud I am of you. Can't get over how lucky I am to have you as a roommate. You're kind of amazing, and I think you know it. Nuzzling your head against my chest. Feeling the softness of my breasts as you settle down. Shh. It's all right. I'm right here. Not going to leave you alone. I've got you. Going to keep you nice and safe. Think if I were to leave you right now, it would do more harm to me than you. Just want to make sure that you're okay. That you aren't mentally affected by anything I said. I know you keep saying you aren't, but I just need to double, triple, even quadruple check. Just for my own peace of mind. You're too important to me. I wouldn't be able to forgive myself if I hurt you and then I didn't take care of you afterwards. Just because you're submissive doesn't mean you don't deserve respect. I'm only allowed to have my fun because of you, remember? So a girl's a little overprotective. Kill me. I just want to make sure you're looked after. Properly taken care of, that kind of a thing. Subdrop can be a nasty bitch. I don't want you to feel like anything I said or did was a reflection of my real feelings. I care about you. I buy you little trinkets and I make you snack trays and I always cover you with a blanket. I know it's not a lot, but it's the little things I do. You know, the small stuff to remind you that I care. You aren't just a hole for me to use. You're a whole person. Someone who I admire and respect very much. But respect and admiration isn't what you want. You like to be treated like you're a cum-dump, don't you? Which is how I'm going to treat you until you tell me otherwise. The second you hate something, you can tell me. If you don't like it, then I don't like it. None of this is just about me. It's about you too. being reused with me makes you happy, right? Yay! I mean, good. That's good. Not going to look cool after that, am I? Oh, well. You already knew I wasn't a cool person when you moved in with me. Took one look at my huge book collection and knew what a nerd I was. Don't think too much. It's just a forehead kiss. If you don't want it to mean anything, then it doesn't mean anything. Just know, if you are wanting something more one day and you don't know how to ask for it, but you definitely know you feel it, my door is always open.